Yo, what is up, chumps? We are back, baby. Welcome back to the Fantasy Chumps podcast. It's been too long, it's too hot, but it's okay because it's football season, baby. Joining me is my other great co-host, Nate. How are you doing today?
Great intro. I'm doing very well. I think I was telling you guys earlier, I honestly have taken a little hiatus from family or from fantasy football.
You're getting ready to take a hiatus from your family.
Exactly. That's more like it. But yeah, it's been nice and refreshing. I think it was kind of nice. You know, I got to focus on golf a little bit and some other things. But now it's football season again. Reports are coming in from training camps, and I'm fully in again. So I'm excited to start jumping back into it with you guys.
John, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. It's been a heck of a summer. I also have been playing a copious amount of golf ever since April. It seems like the Masters rolls around, and it's just time to get the sticks back out and get to the course. So, yeah, it's been a good summer. Got to go on a float trip. Was supposed to go to Florida, but it didn't work out, unfortunately. So kind of, I missed out on a golf trip, which was sad, but we've made up for it. It's been a good summer. I actually have been locked in to Dynasty in particular. So I have not quite stepped away from fantasy. Redraft, not so much. I need to get plugged back into it, but Dynasty, I've been all over it.
Everybody in our Dynasty League knows you've been locked into Dynasty.
In the last, 3 weeks, I just haven't done anything with it. Just
that's true.
Because of work, but,
it's fair.
For that, yeah, I was all over it.
Yeah, so it's good to be back. I am anxiously waiting our Dynasty rookie draft. Can't wait to get Victor Wembanyama. And it'll be a good old time. So, Nate, why don't you start us out? Going back to the well, question of the pod.
Yeah, so I think we've got a good one to kick us off again. It was actually submitted by my cousin that lives out in Pennsylvania. He texted me and had a question for a draft that he's got coming up. Sounds like it's been a league he's been in for several years now. So there's a lot on the line, but it sounds like he's got some pretty good players too in it that knows what they're doing. So his question was, and I'll give you some background. So the league he's in, it's a 12-team PPR league. The draft is snake style. And so they just drew for draft positions the other day, and he pulled the 101. So I think while a lot of people are going to be kind of cheering about that, he was definitely concerned with the pool of players that might be available for him on the turn rounds 2 and 3. So I think he brings up a really good point there. But his question was, if he's picking from the 101, I think he's got it narrowed down to two potential people that he'd like to take, being Justin Jefferson or Christian McCaffrey. So he wants to know, if there is a right choice there, and then if there is a right choice, is there any strategy that he should implement as far as maybe getting the best value he can for players at the second and third round? So I don't know who wants to start us off with that. I think it's kind of a deep question, but a good one. And I'm sure a lot of people are kind of going through this dilemma as well.
John, I'm just going to quickly ask, just a yes or no, do you guys know which of the two you'd take at the 101?
Yes.
Yes, okay. John, go ahead. Who would you take?
I personally, based off of this thought process, I would take Justin Jefferson with the 101. The reason being is because when you look at the way that currently, and I'm going off of ESPN and what they have, I see a lot of talent deeper talent at the running back position. So my personal opinion is, and I'm such a homer, I can't believe it's the first episode and I'm already pumping this guy back up. Najee Harris.
All right. It took five minutes to get back to Najee.
It's like we've never left.
Yeah, we're right back at square one. No, I see Najee Harris on the board. And also, not to get Nate excited, but Jahmyr Gibbs is also there. And if you can secure Jeddah's Najee Harris or whoever else, it doesn't have to be Najee, but if you can secure Jeddah's and Jahmyr Gibbs versus like McCaffrey and T. Higgins, I would much rather have Jeddah's and Jahmyr Gibbs and whoever else. You could even get like, I'm not saying this is necessarily, you know, strategy one, but you could even end up with a quarterback like Mahomes or Josh Allen.
Come on, I was going to bring that up, dude.
Sorry.
Okay, yeah. So I would also go Justin Jefferson. But outside of injury, does anybody see him not being a top five wide receiver this year?
No. Can't agree with that.
Yep.
Yeah. He's young. He's he's really good. But Chris McCaffrey can get hurt too. And at the 101 with that deep of a turn, I would be hesitant to take McCaffrey. I would take Justin Jefferson. And on the turn, I was going to suggest if nobody's taking a quarterback, you could take the quarterback just to have the positional advantage at two different spots, right? And if not, like John said, Najee Harris is there, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Let's go.
Breece Hall, Rhamondre Stevenson. There's a lot of good running back. And you even have Joe Mixon. And the one good thing about having the 101 is you get the best player. I think we can all agree in Jefferson. And at the turn, you don't have to be afraid to reach a little bit for guys you like. So if the value is not there at, you know, pick 24 for Jahmyr Gibbs in most cases, you can reach and grab him just because of that. And then
right.
I was looking a little later down the line, and at 4-5 turn, there's still a lot of good quality receivers to have as a wide receiver too. I mean, if you can get like a DJ Moore, Jerry Jeudy as your wide receiver too with like those two running backs, I mean, it's hard to really complain about that. And there's also good running backs at that turn too, because there's Alexander Mattison, DeAndre Swift is okay, Cam Akers, James Conner. So there's guys there. If you know, if you do take a quarterback, you're still pretty good there. But
yeah,
Nate, what would you give advice to your own cousin?
I actually wrote down Christian McCaffrey. Wow. I've kind of been feeding him that there's really no bad pick here, I don't think. I really like Christian McCaffrey for this year a lot. I think the fact that he's in San Francisco, one, it's a much more dynamic offense. Two, I like that they use the running back committee system. I just think if his concerns are injury related, I think maybe getting like 20% fewer touches, just like lower volume per game, just means he's getting tackled less, which I think is better for him in the long run. But I also think that when he's healthy, he's a top 10 fantasy running back every single week. And he has been. I looked it up, and he, for the games that he starts, he is like, it's like a 60 to 70%. Yeah. It's like a 60 or 70% like top 10 weekly finish rate for Christian McCaffrey, which I don't think you get in a lot of running backs in the NFL just week over week. I think there's more boom and bust at that position. But so I like Christian McCaffrey a lot. I totally agree with you guys here, though, that I think the pool of running backs that you'd be choosing from at the turn, I think it's enough where I would rather go wide receiver first. I guess my point is I like the pool of running backs at the beginning of second and third round more than I like the wide receivers plugging in as my wide receiver one at that point. But yeah, it's a really good question. Do you think this changes at all in a 10-person league? Do you think the strategy changes, or does the player change between Jefferson and CMC?
I'm probably sticking with Jefferson. I don't think the
Me
strategy
too.
changes all that much. The one thing that I'd worry about in a 12-team league is that every like the two guys who are picking after slash before you, so the 2, 3, 4 slot, they're also having the same thoughts in their mind of, if whoever won, ends up taking Ja'Marr Chase, or I don't know who else is. Like, it's primarily running backs at the top. I mean, I guess if, like, let's just say that Jefferson, Kupp, and Chase went 1, 2, 3, they're all going to be reaching for running backs. So it's hard, not that that's likely, but it is hard to try to predict what's going to happen. And that's just where, like, you have to read your own league of say, like, okay, if I'm really worried about positional value not being like being a disadvantage in round 2 and 3 with the number one slot, you have to read the second and the third and the fourth guy who's picking. And like, especially if one of them is a Lions fan, like he's probably going to take Jahmyr Gibbs. It's
Right.
inevitable. So
That's a super good point. And that was kind of what I was sending to him also, was like, I think the scenario where you are the big winner is if whatever position you take, there's a run on that position after you, which leaves the more people in that top tier. Like if you win Jefferson one and there was a run on wide receivers after that, that leaves a lot of running backs available for you in the second round again. So if it's hard to do, but yeah, if you can kind of feel out the league and kind of where they're leaning, I think you could maybe make some good moves there. And that's what he said too. He said he feels like people are going wide receiver heavy this year, just kind of after the trend from last year, which I totally get. But
I think that's even more of a reason to go with Jefferson then,
yeah,
actually.
that's a good point. I think so too. Well, Tyler, I hope that helped, brother.
Let's go, Tyler. I can
Let's
already
go.
see the
We
championship
believe.
trophy. I can
There we
see it.
go. Bijan Robinson's also there, but that's okay.
He is there.
right, John, you said you were gonna recap the offseason real quick. Because we had a couple moves post the free agency frenzy compared to now over the summer. So the floor is yours, my friend.
All right. So since roughly a few weeks after the draft, there hasn't been a ton that's happened, but there's been a little bit that's gone down. So one thing, probably the signing, if my memory serves me correctly, Odell Beckham Jr. with the Baltimore Ravens. He comes
Boo.
in as the wide receiver.
Yes. No
Yeah,
question.
probably. Yeah. I can't even think of the other receiver who's there. He was a first round pick
Rashad
too, wasn't he?
Bateman,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yep. So I assume OBJ is slotting in at number one wide receiver in Baltimore. There's still Mark Andrews as the tight end who will be the primary target, I have no doubt, in that offense. What fantasy wise in a redraft perspective, what impact does Odell have? Is he a wide receiver two? Is he a wide receiver three? Is he a flex? Does he have higher upside? Leighton, how do you slot Odell in given the offense in Baltimore?
I don't really know. I was kind of excited when they signed him, and then I thought more about it because I always forget Mark Andrews is there for some reason. And obviously their new offense coordinator, Todd Monken, is a pass first guy. I just don't think that really benefits Lamar Jackson's play style. And I don't know if he's gonna like force it down or if he's gonna, curtail the offense around his strengths, but I think he's definitely the wide receiver one. They sure paid him to be. I mean, you don't give somebody $15 million to just, be the third option in the offense, really. So, and I think it's a good sign for the chemistry, the fact that the signing of OBJ made Lamar Jackson more willing to sign a long-term
Sure.
deal. So, that's not the only reason, of course, but the fact that seemed to happen so quickly, I think that was a good sign. He's not going super high in drafts. And, I mean, he's going, 114 overall. So
definitely worth the flyer at that point.
Yeah, it's definitely worth the flyer because I think somebody's going to emerge from the wide receiver room. I guess time will just tell if Odell and Bateman can stay healthy or if Zay Flowers takes a step, because it's been a while for Odell. But if you already have three wide receivers, take your shot, because if it hits, I feel like it'd be a really solid trade piece or a really solid backup wide receiver to add.
Yeah, I would feel similarly where I think I would be. I would not want to slot him as my wide receiver two to start the season. I don't think you'd ever have to with where his ADP is. So I think he's a really solid flex option or just like a bench guy that you can throw in there that has incredibly high upside. I mean, if he's even a shell of what he was, even in Los Angeles, like if he shows glimpses of that, I think he's a really solid piece to be able to add to your team. But John, do you have the ESPN ADP pulled up?
I do. I don't think he's – well, let's see. I had the 300. Let me switch it over. It might take me a minute to find him on here. Rashad Bateman is 171. That was like the first name I saw on this list. That's funny. Odell is going – he's wide receiver 45 at number 100.
Okay.
So, and it's actually really funny because I was thinking in my head of comps of, okay, you're probably going to be drafting these guys in a similar position. One might have a slightly better offensive opportunity than the other. Would you rather roll with Juju Smith-Schuster or Odell Beckham Jr. as your flex?
Odell.
Yeah, Odell, I think.
Really? Okay, interesting.
But I think it seems like Juju's a little bit more expensive just because I think he's a safer play. Like, I think the way that Juju is just getting some volume targets helpful for the PPR. Andy played last year. He was pretty solid for the games that he was healthy in. So
yeah,
I think there's some optimism around Juju, but I definitely like Odell's upside.
Interesting. So Juju is going number 99. Odell is going 100. Jordan Addison is 98, which I think is an interesting comp as well. Okay. Moving on. Actually, it's a decent segue. I don't know if at the time Juju had signed with New England when we last recorded.
I think he did.
It's probably pretty close. Jacoby Myers is now a Raider. Pretty irrelevant. If you guys can't tell, this offseason was not loaded with fantasy relevant free agents.
No, linemen.
Miles Sanders, he had definitely signed.
DeAndre Hopkins?
There is DeAndre Hopkins. I forgot about D-Hop.
Yeah.
He went to the retirement home, otherwise known as Nashville, with the Tennessee Titans.
Okay. I have to ask, though. I'm going to interject. I'm sorry. So DeAndre Hopkins, at least on sleeper PPR, is going as the 47th player off the board. Am I just crazy for thinking that's really expensive?
That is pricey.
Yeah. I think it's recency. Just, I think it's the news. Like, it's the biggest thing, honestly, that's happened this offseason, probably. Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, gosh, the comparison of DeAndre Hopkins and DJ Moore, Hopkins more.
The case is there because who else is going to catch the ball besides
Traylon?
Traylon and
what's
Chigakonkwo?
Yeah.
But like, they don't have anybody to catch the ball, but it's a run first offense. But AJ Brown was good, but he's not AJ Brown. It's weird. You know, there's some positive and negatives. I don't know. I just thought that was very polarizing for 47. So just wanted to touch on it real quick.
Yeah.
I would be interested. Do you guys remember where Julio was going back when he got traded to the Titans?
I think the seventh.
Yeah, like seventh. Okay.
Yeah.
But we'd start to see signs of him falling off.
Totally. Anyway. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think we've seen signs of that from D-Hop
definitely not
yet. So I honestly wonder if he's maybe getting undervalued here a little bit. I just think, I mean, definitely the Titans don't have a very dynamic passing offense, but I think for the type of player he is, and being, like you said, being the only option there. Yeah.
I think it's a fair, so ESPN has him at 50. I think that's a fair, maybe a little bit high, but also when you think about it, when you get to that point in the draft, you're kind of just throwing darts and you're hoping that one of them hits, because fifth round picks, really, there's not a high success rate on those guys. Like, I'm just looking at the list, like DJ Moore, Mike Evans, Terry McLaurin, Jerry Jeudy, Calvin Ridley, Mike Williams. I can see pretty much all of those players finishing at number 10 for their position or number 35.
Mm-hmm.
Like, both are possible. I'm not saying they're probable, but both are very possible. So, again, like, probably one of those six or seven is going to, like, actually hit and be, you know, a week in, week out starter for you.
Yeah. Do we, is Tannehill starting the year for the Titans?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think if they make a switch to, if they were to make a switch, do you think it's to Malik Willis or Will Levis?
I don't think they will make a switch unless Ryan Tannehill gets hurt.
I mean, I was just thinking, what if they start,
if they were going to, I think it would be Will Levis.
Okay. Do you think that, is there any potential that, like, that's a better situation for D-Hop? Or is that...
I think that's probably...
Yeah.
Okay, I could be totally wrong on this. I think it's one way or the other. Tannehill is a pretty... Like, he's a decently accurate quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm. He's a very average quarterback. Yep. Yeah.
So, I think that Levis, if they switch to him, it's a clear sign that, hey, we're playing for the future. Like... Hopkins, if he's healthy, he's going to be playing. But I think at that point, Treylon Burks becomes the number one target for Will Levis.
I agree.
Well, I think, yeah, with D-Hop then, I think it's, you can look at it a little bit from, like, the team perspective, where, like, if the Titans, I don't even know what their schedule looks like, but if they had a bad start to the season and they're in panic mode and they make a quarterback switch, which I could see that happening, then... I mean, I think you have to keep that in mind if you're drafting D-Hop, where it's like, if it does go poorly and they switch from Tannehill to Will Levis, then, I mean, that's a big downgrade for Hopkins, I think.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of risk with that, I think.
Last thing really is a recap. It's a recap that's not a recap. It's that nothing has changed with Kareem Hunt, Leonard Fournette. Cook is now a free agent. Seems like there's one more that I'm missing.
In terms of running backs?
Yeah. Oh, Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, Ezekiel. Yeah.
Are those... I mean, they're going to land somewhere, right? Like, they're not... No. Okay, so of that list, who gets signed and who doesn't?
I think Zeke comes back to Dallas.
Interesting.
Who else is going to want him? And I think Dalvin Cook will definitely sign somewhere, for sure. That's a guarantee.
Okay.
And that's about as good as I feel.
I feel like Kareem's history doesn't help him. And Leonard Fournette was show signs of aging, if you want to call it that, or inefficiency towards the end of his time in Tampa. So I could see it. It feels like one of those situations, not that the Texans are going to do it, but like the Texans have kind of been like a catch-all for old running backs coming through and, you know, like Rex Burkhead, Mark Ingram, was Latavius there? I don't know. I can't remember if he was or not. But, or like the Raiders or, you know, I don't know. Just some team that needs the depth at running back who could use a goal line guy or, you know, something.
Yeah, the running back market's interesting because I think a lot of GMs are scared away by all the ages of those players. And those guys view themselves highly enough they don't just want to take a one-year, $3 million deal.
Yeah.
I think they'd rather not play. And do that. So that's
if any of those guys sit out, they'll never play again. in the NFL.
Their career, they would have to retire.
Yeah.
But, or lower their asking price, I guess. Or maybe sign mid-season, you know, just wait till October. It's possible.
Sure.
And, you know, somebody gets hurt. So that's probably the main reasons I think the running back market has been so weird, is with a lot of the analytics that have taken over the sport, I would say. They're just all scared to offer a lot of money. So that's kind of where I stand. Nate, do you have any thoughts?
No, not really. You just said the Texans is kind of being a place that might be a landing spot for like a veteran running back, even if it were to be midseason. Houston has Damian Pierce. And Devin Singletary. Do you think – okay, yeah, that would make sense. I guess this question doesn't really apply, but I was wondering if – no, never mind. Disregard what I was about to say.
Maybe the Saints or somebody. Like, I know Kendry Miller is having some trouble.
Signed Jamal Williams.
Oh, there you go.
Like, there's too many running backs in the market. Like, the Chiefs would be better with Dalvin Cook, but we have...
Yeah, I know. I it's mean, just not...
We have
it
an
could undrafted. Work. I mean, it's I mean, possible.
We have an undrafted guy that's probably going to make the roster. So why would you pay anybody... Why would you pay a veteran who's probably going to get hurt, who's expensive, when you can, you know... That's the whole problem.
The Chargers could go after somebody.
The Chargers would make sense, yes.
I don't know who their number two is, if it's Larry Roundtree or, like... I don't know. The Broncos, they got Samaje Perine. I don't know. I'm sure there's probably two teams outside of the Chargers who could stand to benefit. Or the Bills. The Bills just lost Nyheim Hines. I mean,
they just signed Darrington Evans today.
Darrington Evans.
That's a name. Yeah. That's an immaculate grid name.
There you go. Yeah.
I've heard Dolphins being thrown around too. I know they did just draft a guy, but
yeah.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens because I don't know. I bet half of them will sign, half of them won't. We won't hear from Kareem Hunt ever again.
Peace.
Sorry, Kareem.
Happy trails.
Should we move on to
Mike Speaking of running backs.
Oh, dude, I've been so excited for this. I texted you guys probably 2 weeks about this. So since the whole running back thing has gone down, I'll give credit where credit's due. I was watching the Rich Eisen show, and they did a game to guess the teams with the longest 1,000-yard rusher droughts. So John and Nate are going to compete. They're not going to cheat. And I will give them a team. They have a each turn to guess. So I was going to ask you, John, if you get it wrong, Nate has a chance to steal. Are you doing it like make it, take it style, or do we flip-flop who gets the first guess?
Yeah, make it, take it. That's good.
Okay. Okay.
I was going to say the opposite, but let's go make it, take it. Let's do it.
We can do the opposite, too.
Let's get the hot hand. Let's get the hot hand rolling. See if somebody can do it.
So you each have three hints, and the hint is going to be the year this happened. Okay, I'm going to do them randomly.
So three hints total, or like per player?
Hints, no, total. And my hint is the year that it happened. Okay. So, are you guys ready?
Yep.
Let's do it.
All right. So, who wants to go first?
Nate, John, you got it.
Oh, what a guy! All right,
John, you're going to go first. All right. So, John, I'll start you off with an interesting one.
I'm shivering.
Who was the last 1,000-yard rusher for the Miami Dolphins? And just to make this go fast, we're going to do like 20 to 30 seconds before you.
Okay, the first guy that comes to mind, gosh. Wait. I'm sorry, are you going to give the year now, or do I have to ask for it?
No, that's one of your hints.
Okay. Just because I feel like he was very good for like 2 years.
Okay.
I'm going to say Jay Ajayi.
Dude, that is right.
That's what I was thinking.
On the board.
That's what I had written down.
Really?
Wow. I was trying to remember his name. I was like, is it a Yai? Or what is it?
That was one of the ones I didn't get. That's impressive. Okay. So we're going make it, take it?
Make it, take it. Yep. Yeah.
All right.
I've got one.
All right. So, John, who was the New York Jets' last 1,000-yard rusher?
Yikes.
Don't forget you guys have hints.
I don't think I can get this one.
Give John a hint. John has to ask for it.
I don't want a hint on this one, because even if you gave me a hint, it would only help Nate, because Nate's going to be guessing. Gosh, there's no way that Le'Veon did it. It's not possible.
Guess.
No, it's not my guess. I just said he didn't do it.
I have to ask.
It's in the rules. Dude, I can't even remember Jets running backs from before Le'Veon. Like,
well, all right, throw out a name.
I don't even know if he played for him. I'll say Frank Gore.
Okay, it is not Frank Gore. Nate, yeah, with the chance to steal.
Okay, wait, do I get a hint now? Can I ask for one?
You can ask for a hint, yeah.
Okay, I'll get a hint.
The year was 2015.
Ooh. Holy cow.
So while Nate's thinking, John, would that have helped you?
No, not at all.
I kind of figured.
Did you get this one, Layton?
No.
Okay.
So what are we doing? Like, some... Two swings. If you miss two, then we move on to the next one, or what?
Yeah, I'll just tell you.
Okay.
Take forever.
Oh,
all right, Nate, what's your guess?
I honestly don't know. Okay, did Matt Forte ever play for the Jets?
He did. Do you want to guess that?
Sure, I'll guess that.
It was not Matt Forte.
Oh, I thought you sniped it.
So that was the guess I did. Chris Ivory.
Wow.
The last Jets 1,000-yard receiver.
Holy cow.
That's nuts.
So, since you both missed, does it go back to John or should it go to Nate? I think it should go to Nate.
I'll start off. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
There we go.
Nate, who was the Houston Texans' last 1,000-yard thousand-yard rusher?
I'm going to guess Arian Foster.
Okay. That is not correct. John.
Wow. I was not expecting that. Okay, so they traded.
Don't forget you have a hint.
Yeah. Are we going through all 12? Did you say there's 12 of these? How many rounds are we going? Are we going all 12?
No, all 12, yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to guess. I'll say it was – I know this isn't right. I'll say it's David Johnson, though.
Okay. It is not David Johnson. It was Carlos Hyde.
Oh, yeah.
In 2019.
He was good. He had Yeah.
He kind of went off a little bit. Okay. So back to John. We're going to go – who was the last New Orleans Saints player to rush for 1,000 yards?
This is a trick question.
It was Mark Ingram.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
It is Mark Ingram.
Bang!
So the only reason that I knew that and I was confident in it is because of Immaculate Grid. Because I guessed Alvin Kamara for 1,000-yard rusher and the Saints, and it wasn't right. And I texted you and I said, how on earth has Alvin Kamara not rushed for 1,000 yards? So I got that the results.
Because of this.
Yeah.
Okay, so John. Who was the last 1,000-yard rusher for the Denver Broncos?
Oh, my gosh. What was his name?
Currently with a 2-0 lead with ball in hand.
Oh.
Don't forget about your hints, because you have not used one.
The year isn't really going to help me, because I can picture –
why don't you just tell me my hints are useless then?
I would prefer like the initials or something.
That's too easy.
Well, I can picture this dude. I'm pretty sure he. I'm not going to say it because it might help Nate.
All right, John, you got 5 seconds.
Just for the sake of it, I'll say it was Melvin Gordon. That's not right, but I'll say it was Melvin Gordon because I can't think of the actual guy's name.
That is not correct. Nate, with the chance to steal.
I cannot remember this guy's name. I
can't remember it either.
I feel like Jackson Westcamp used to talk about this guy all the time.
I don't know if he did or not, but...
And... Okay. I honestly don't know.
You have a hint. You're not a good guess.
I don't think the year's going to help.
So before you say it, this guy was like a walk on at Colorado.
Yeah.
He was undrafted. A seventh round. He was undrafted. He had a fro. I'm pretty sure he wore number 30 or number 33. I think his last name was Phillips.
No, his first name was Phillips.
Oh, Phil Lindsay.
His last name was Lindsay.
That's why I didn't want to say it because
he ran for 1,000 yards.
He did. His last one, 2019.
Wow.
Was that his rookie season?
I can't remember. It was his rookie or second year. They didn't tell. Okay, Nate, who was the last 1,000-yard rusher for the San Francisco 49ers? Nate has 2 hints left. John has 3.
All right. I need to try and get on the board. What's the hint?
Okay, the hint, the year was 2014. That is the last time it was a 1,000-yard rusher. 9 years ago.
9? All right, I'm also going to say Carlos Hyde.
That is incorrect. John, who is it?
I thought for sure you were right. That was also my guess, so now I have to think of...
Oh, what? That's who you're going to guess too? Oh, okay.
Yeah. 2014.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say it was the man himself.
All right.
Frank Gore.
It was Frank Gore.
Let's go!
2014.
Holy cow.
Okay. So I've been strategically balancing doing this in a certain way, but since John's ahead by 3, I'm just going to give him a hard one again. Let's go with... All right, John. Who is the last 1,000-yard rusher for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Remember, John, you have all 3 hints. You could really put a chokehold on this game. Or you can let Nate steal.
I mean, gosh, there's no way that he didn't do it. Like, but give me a year.
The year was 2015. All right, who's your guess?
Doug Martin.
That is correct.
Let's go.
Holy smokes.
All right, well.
So I would like to credit Boise State University, and Doug Martin was a Bronco, so was Jay Ajayi.
Would you have gotten it without the year?
No.
Okay, that's what
I would not have.
Okay, so John has 2 hints. Since I'm in charge of this game, we're passing it to Nate. Nate, who was the last 1,000-yard rusher for the Kansas City Chiefs?
A year would help so much here, but
you have 1 hint left.
All right, give me the year.
2017.
Kareem Hunt.
Yes, okay. I was wondering what was taking you so long.
We're on the board!
We're on the board. All right.
How many rounds are we? How many rounds is that? 7?
So that is 8. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 more to go. So since I'm the rule, we're going to go back to Nate. Nate, who was the last 1,000-yard rusher?
They're paying the refs.
For the LA Rams.
last 1,000-yard rusher for the
or St. Louis Rams. I guess I should say that. The Rams franchise.
Wow.
You have no hints remaining. John has used one hint. So in terms of equity, I'm going to steal one of John's hints. Give it to me.
Oh, gosh. It's rigged.
There's two hints remaining, one for each person.
I feel like LeBron at the end of that Celtics game.
All right, yeah, I'd love a hint right here.
All right, the year was 2018. For the Rams.
This is
okay. So
oh my gosh!
Thinking, Nate, you have 5 seconds, but while he's thinking, John, do you know who it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Don't have to worry about that. All right, Nate. Come on.
I am drawing a blank.
All right, Nate. You have to submit a guess, or I'm going to pass it to John.
Pass it to John.
Oh. All right,
John, just say it.
It hurts me. Todd Gurley.
It was Todd Gurley.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So, I don't think it's possible to for this to happen. So, we're going to go back to Nate.
Mathematically, it doesn't work out.
Actually, no. Technically,
Daily Devil.
Math-wise, this is still a game. John has 5 points. Nate has one. There is 4 left.
Okay.
So, Nate, who is the last 1,000-yard rusher for the Carolina Panthers?
Christian McCaffrey.
Thank the Lord. Okay, yes. Good job, Nate.
Chuba Hubbard.
All right, Nate, here we go. Who is the last 1,000-yard rusher for the Baltimore Ravens?
I know this one. With confidence.
So, John is on the prowl.
Ray Rice.
Yes.
That is incorrect.
I don't know this one.
So, John, this is your chance to steal. Potentially in the game.
Oh, I do know this one. It's Mark Ingram.
That is also wrong. Do you want me to say it? Or no, I'm going to throw it back to Nate. Double or nothing.
But no, just give me a hint now.
The year was 2020.
2020?
You have 5 seconds before we move on.
Was it J.K. Dobbins?
That is also wrong. It was Lamar Jackson, the greatest running back in the NFL. Come on, guys.
Okay, so I'm pissed, actually. I'm pissed at Immaculate Grid because I said that for an answer because the Ravens were also on that same grid, and I said Lamar Jackson, and they didn't give it to me. And I didn't even question it because I was like, well, I guess he never did it, but I thought for sure he did. Or else that would have been my answer.
Oh, that was great. I'm sorry. That's one I didn't get because I was all thinking in terms of running back. So I wanted to say that one at the end. All right, Nate. Arizona Cardinals, last 1,000-yard rusher.
Let's go with David Johnson.
That is correct. It is David Johnson. So Nate has 2 points. John, or sorry, 3 points. John has 5. All right, Nate. You get to pick which team to guess first.
Ooh. Okay.
You can either pick the Buffalo Bills or the Los Angeles / San Diego Chargers.
Let's do the Bills.
Okay. So, Nate, who is the last passing yard rusher for the Bills?
All right.
Nate has no hints remaining. John has one. Because he used both of them fairly and equitably.
Was it Fred Jackson?
That is incorrect.
Oh my gosh. Gosh darn it. Gosh darn it.
Do you know who it is?
Yeah, right after I said it.
So I don't know which one came first.
Okay.
I also can't remember where this guy went after he played for Buffalo. So right. I'm going to say it was LeSean McCoy.
Nate, is that who you're going to guess?
That's what I was going to guess.
Yes, that is correct. It is LeSean McCoy. So that puts John at 6. Nate has 3. So it's not the Daily Double. It's the Tuesday Triple. Nate.
Let John go first on this one.
Okay. John, who was the last 1,000-yard rusher for the Los Angeles / San Diego Chargers?
Melvin Gordon.
That is correct. Boom. That was the correct answer. So, John.
All right, guys. Great podcast. This was fun.
All right, John had
go home for the year.
This is my 2 weeks' notice from this podcast.
John had 7 points. Nate came back with a steady 3. By the way, just for reference, I scored 8. So I did not get Lamar Jackson, Doug Martin, Chris Ivory, or Jay Ajayi, or Carlos Hyde. Excuse me, I did not get those. Every other one. I did get. So there we have it.
That Chris Ivory one just blows my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wanted to start with that one because I thought you guys were going to get so low in confidence after Chris Ivory. I was like, that's yikes. Unbelievable.
The Doug Martin one, like, yeah, he was a Boise State Bronco, so I love him to death. But I had to picture those old Bucks uniforms because I couldn't think of like their rosters, but those like blocky 3-dimensional looking numbers that they had on their uniforms, I had to picture that red uniform and see who came to mind. And Doug Martin, it was like literally at the last second that it came to my head. I was like, yeah, that's gotta be it.
Oh, I also didn't get Mark Ingram right. So there's that, but now we know, hey, we learned more about running backs today.
My other one for the Bills was Carlos Hyde. I couldn't remember.
I don't think he played for them.
Really?
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm going to look it up. I'm curious now. We'll I thought look it for up after sure.
The podcast. Nate, you want to send us out?
Sure. Yeah. So I think as we kind of get back into the swing of things for draft season, we want to get right into it. Next week, I think we're going to do a mock draft special. And we'd like to hear your thoughts if you prefer a dynasty or a redraft special.
We should do redraft.
You want to start redraft?
Yeah, yeah. Well, one, dynasty would take like 4 hours with analysis with it.
But that's a good point.
We should definitely do redraft. I think it'd be fun. We can all three do different positions. We'll do it in sleeper. It'll be great. We'll randomize it, but we'll also like strategically randomize it because if it's like 1, 2, 3, that's extremely boring. So we'll do like first, you know, split up into quarters or thirds and do it that way.
Yes.
Man with a plan.
I was just thinking about it. Well, it's because I listened to the
supreme leader.
Well, I listened to the footballers the other day. Shout out to them. And they did like a mock draft and they were like, okay, we have teams 6, 7, and 10. And I'm like, well, this sucks.
It's horrible. People snipe each other, though.
No, it is true. The sniping's fun, but I was just like, nobody's in the top half of the draft, so I don't know. Anyway, that's gonna do it for this episode of the Fantasy Chumps. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Thanks, guys.
Peace out.
Football stack, baby.